Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing? Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. It's been a while. I've been working on a surprise and it's gonna be revealed over the course of maybe 2 or 3 or 1 week. So wait a little bit and you will find out about my surprise. Okay, I was busy with moving because we changed our house. So at the moment, you can see or you can hear that my voice has some echo. Yeah. And okay, let's talk about Kaizen. You know, Kaizen is something that Japanese people used it after Hiroshima atomic bombs. You know, the whole country exploded in some ways, and they had to build it and start from scratch. So they started little by little. Because you can see in Iran, unfortunately, our government or the people who are responsible for building stuff, for example, roads and different things, so they are constantly thinking about huge improvements, which is a very bad thing because it's not possible. They have a budget, for example, 5 billion tumans, and then they waste most of it, and some of them steal it and different things, and I'm sure you know. So as a result of that, we won't see any improvement. But the Japanese people, they have this in their mind, so they constantly are actually improving their country, and you can see that they have lots of huge technology. They're one of the biggest and richest country in the world, and they have lots of geniuses. So yeah, and as you said, Kaizen is very important. You know, for example, I use Kaizen for studying English. I've never said that, okay, let's study for 9 hours a day, because I don't do these kind of things, you know, because I'm not that kind of person to be so intense about these kind of stuff. So I prefer to go small and take small steps and step by step improve myself. And I highly suggest and recommend to people to do the same. And because this is the way that we have to improve, right? So as you said, you talked about lots of things, for example, going to gym. And as you said that, yeah, when we start something, our body didn't have any experience with that. So you're constantly, because since you're a beginner, you're constantly learning a lot of things because you don't have any comfort zone, right? Comfort zone. So you don't have comfort zone. You can easily find anything learnable. So you just watch different stuffs and you can easily educate yourself. So for example, at the gym, you maybe were skinny and you went there, and because your body never had experience with bodybuilding, over the course of maybe 1, 2, 3 months, it gained some experience, you became so strong. And after that, you felt, okay, I'm not improving. But there is a good thing about this, and it is called plateau. So you hit a plateau on that time, so in some case. But for bodybuilding, in my opinion, after 3 months, you can still improve. After 6 months, you can still improve. After 1 year, you can still improve. But when you practice and exercise a lot, for example, 4 years, you find yourself, okay, I'm not gonna improve anymore because you've had lots of experience with with that thing, and you widen your comfort zone, and you can see that, okay, this is not the time to improve. And yes, this is it. This is life. You have to improve very slowly and with small steps. As you said, thank you so much. And I'm sorry, I'm sorry because of the late response. And I'm sorry about that, all I can say. So keep going, man. Record more, and I'd like to hear more from you. So, see ya.